Let me thank you so much for making you welcome, all of you, in this early hours of Wednesday, the 14th September 2011. We will be, of course, amongst others, we are compelled to rearrange our program. I'm sure earlier in the week you received an agenda which stipulated that we'll be dealing with the amendment of rules or something related to that. And we have since changed that, and you may see that the agenda that you have received now of late is different from the one you had at the time you received the initial one. And we apologize for that because it was not properly done, the one that was circulated earlier in the week. I hope you will understand and take our apology for any inconveniences that might have been, you know, erupted out of that. We also, in the package, going to deal with the fourth term program, which I hope you, form part of your packages. We'll then look at that also and see how far we can go. But more importantly, we thought we should be able to conclude the business in relation to legislative proposals intending to regulate business interests of state employees contracting with the state, which has been referred to us and sponsored by Honorable Davidson. You may also see that the other items are on the program that will deal with it in the fourth term. We will then look at it when that time arrives for us to do that. And without much ado, I would want us to adopt the agenda as the agenda for the day, and work on it as a guiding tool for us. Can I call for any apologies, if any?
Good morning, honorable members. We've got apologies from Honorable Van Wyk and Honorable Moneban.
Thank you very much. Those are the only members who have apologized. Can we then move to item 3 of the agenda? Unless you wanted to comment on my inputs, if any, which I guess they are not that significant. Today it was general way of welcoming everybody. Item 3 seeks to finalize the legislative proposals to regulate business interests of state employee contracting with the state by Honorable Davidson. May I then invite deliberation, Honorable Kubai?
Thanks. I remember members will note that in the last meeting when we were dealing with this matter, Honorable Pretorius circulated a document that he wanted us to look at in concluding this matter. I have looked at the document, and because part of, I don't know if you still remember the content, Honorable Pretorius, of what he circulated. Part of the content, because it's way of concluding on this matter, part of the content which I felt that was sort of prescriptive to other committees, because at some point it says that we want the issues that are raised by the proposal by Honorable Davis to be included into that. And I remember the discussion was mainly to say we need to make sure that what we look at or how we do the process, members can also participate individually into those processes and making sure that the legislation that is brought forth by Minister Baloyi is taking into consideration that process. But mainly our concern was around the time frame check and the monitoring thereof, of trying to ensure that as ministers and committees or whoever commit to things, there will be legislation. Therefore, how do we as a committee on private members legislation, legislative proposals and petition, monitor the process of that particular implementation that it happens within the period of that? And I remember saying that as well, the comments that we received even from the committee when we had the joint committee with public administration was mainly as a responsibility of monitoring some of this work that we have dealt with because they've been part of the process. So in that note, Chair, I would propose that we close on the matter and conclude. I'm not sure if Chair is listening. I was told that men can multitask. That's why I'm worried. So that's why I'm worried. Oh, okay. No, it's fine. So, Chair, just in wrapping to say that I hope we'll conclude on the matter as in terms of the criteria that we have as guiding our work, and it meets the criteria of preempting similar legislation because we have now are assured by the ministry or by the minister himself that there is legislation that is coming. So therefore, we could not proceed with this proposal. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Kubai. Honorable Pretorius.
Thank you. I will concur with what the Honorable Kubai said and also refresh our memories about the memo which I left in the committee's hands. It was in anticipation to this decision that we are due to take now to say that this probably preempts executive legislation. And I accept that the committee may be limited in its recommendation to the House to say that memorandum must be discussed by the portfolio committee or whoever gets the job of looking at the future legislation. But the gist of that memorandum I still feel as merit and perhaps should informally land at the committee at some stage. Having said that, we will concur and say also reluctantly, and I want to emphasize that word, this probably preempts legislation by the executive. And I specifically want to put on record here what the minister briefed us about in the public sector integrity management framework, which forms the basis for the legislation to come. The minister specifically said that the legislation, which will cover our topic here, will be introduced before the end of this financial year. And it will cover things, the majority of things which are mentioned in Mr. Davidson's proposal. It will cover the acceptance of gifts, hospitality, and other benefits. It will cover disclosure of financial interest and assets of employees. It will make amendments to the financial disclosure form of public servants. It will place conditions for employees with business interests seeking to conduct business with government. It will place restrictions on public servants to do remunerative work outside of the public service. It will regulate post-public service employment, so it goes slightly further than our proposal here. And it will also designate and appoint ethics officers to ensure compliance. This legislation will be enforced, and all performance agreements of employees will include a specific key performance area that binds and commits employees to comply with these measures. And lastly, this legislation, the special anti-corruption unit, will liaise closely with the ethics of officers and investigate all potential conflicts of interest and ensure disciplinary measures are taken. And lastly, the minister gave us the undertaking that the legislation from the executive side would be introduced before the end of this financial year. So on that basis alone, we say that probably clashes with the condition we set ourselves of preempting legislation by the executive, and therefore we will support the proposal by the Honourable Clerk.
Further input, if any? Close to we seem to agree with what the two honourable members have said. Honourable Victoria.
So can I just add the similar rider that we put on the previous report, that we must keep tabs on progress from the executive side and follow up, monitor continuously on progress. We have so far had a bad experience with the presidency, specifically with the ethics proposal. I think we're already 4 or 5 months late with that one. So they did not keep to the undertaking. That's why I said we are reluctantly supporting this one in view of the history of non-compliance.
Honourable Kenya.
Thank you, Chairperson. I concur with what the previous members said. I also just want to make sure that when we table the report in Parliament, it contains the very important matters that were mentioned, as well as the proposed time frame. Otherwise, we would not adequately and accurately reflect the Minister Van Looy's appearance before the committee, the joint committees, on that very morning. That would obviously then also place additional pressure on the executive to in fact honour their own commitments to the National Assembly. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I think it looks like we agreed that we are not going to allow Honourable Davidson to proceed with this. We will then give the Minister space to what he has committed himself of course play very, very serious oversight on and monitoring over the implementation of what they have committed themselves to do. Thanks once again, and I think this is the spirit that I've been knowing the committee to go through. We always look at the facts and the issues that are before ourselves. On that note, thank you. Then the report will be prepared and tabled in ourselves in the next meeting for adoption and then sent to the office of the Speaker. Thank you very much. On that note, can we then move to the fourth item of the agenda, the minutes of the 7th. I'm sure also they are there with you. I should apologize, because the final set of minutes that we are going to look at circulated to yourselves late yesterday. Some of you might have received them this morning, it's possible. And once again, our apology for that. Can we then look at the minutes of the 7th and start with page 1? Anything on page 1? Honourable Kubai.
Can I just raise something, Chair? I'm not so sure. Maybe Ayanda would help us. The issue of, because I see every time constantly we have present African National Congress, COPE, and DA. And there are other parties which are part of this. There are other parties which are part of this committee who are not attending. I would appreciate, I don't know if it's procedurally correct, Chair, that we reflect that these people don't attend and don't even tender apologies. Because when we continue to adopt this minutes this way, as if this is the only composition of the committee and other parties are not reflected, it becomes a bit of a challenge. It might give us problems later. But if it's reflected that these are members of the committee, but they don't attend and they don't even bother to tender up.
Maybe this request might just mean we should even have absence in our agenda, minutes. You should reflect absent members. But the issue of members not attending, I think it's very serious. I do know that we do have members, and in particular, Honourable from IFP. What's the name?
Ambrosini.
Ambrosini, he doesn't even know me that I'm chairing this committee. The only moment that he met me, I was in the subcommittee on rules, and I did not even thought he knew that this is my committee. He was just seeing invited members in that committee to make a presentation. It's a matter that maybe we can request the whip to take it up with the whips to say this kind of behavior is letting, you know, Parliament down. I want to believe that Honorable Kevin is open in that book because he knows of it, so that we can now fly.
Chairperson, I actually concur with Honorable Kubai on this matter because, you know, in some committees it becomes difficult to have a quorum present, especially, you know, smaller parties don't always have the capacity, but we're trying our level as best to do our bit. But in this case, it could constitute the need for a revision of the composition of this committee. And it should reflect absence, and then a trend should be established. And then one could use the trend that has been established to argue for a recomposition of this committee. Otherwise, we promote opportunism in participation in Parliament. I just want to make that comment.
Thanks, Chair. No, in addition, I wanted to say maybe if we're applying what the previous speakers have been saying, we'll be like naming and shaming those people that are supposed to be attending and are not. And at the end of the day, I don't think that we'll be keep on lamenting to say they're not coming, but there will be some steps that should be taken. I mean, to approach their party leaders to tell them that they are not, so that they have to assist us as to what is it that can be done, so that this committee should be like attended like as any other committees and have the quorum that it does necessary to have. Thanks.
Thank you. I think now forth our minutes will reflect absenteeism, apologies, and presence, so that we were able to balance. Thank you for that. And even now they will correct this first page. Anything again on page one? Honorable Pictoria?
Chair, I wasn't present at this meeting, but reading the first...
I was absent
in other business. But I was busy with parliamentary activities. So the first paragraph, the sentence, the second sentence, the last part, well, in the middle, it starts with, he indicated that, that's you. He indicated that the amendment... I'm on page two. Sorry, are you there?
Oh, okay.
Sorry, sir, I skipped it. He indicated that the amendment proposed by Donald Solik was not different. I'm pretty sure you would have said the word much there. That it was not much different. But I'll leave it to you. It was, I wasn't there, but the way it stands, it means it's identical. And that's what I said.
Thanks. I'm sure they will look at it and get on the draft or whatever they captured. Yeah, correct whatever. Anything on page two?
Same chair. The synonym of Honorable Trollip. I don't think that's correct.
No.
That will be attended. Any on page two, if any? Page three. So page four, I've got no complaint with me. Because I'm the only item there. Is there any move for the adoption of the minutes as a true reflection of what transpired on the day, Honorable Killian?
Chairperson, just paragraph two on page three. It reads, a suggestion was made that the committee's position should be that in principle it was a good idea to promote the principles of good governance in the country, but the details would not be viable. It was further said that maybe some of the essential components could be incorporated with Mr. Trollope's proposal. Now, I can't remember know, if we said that it should be considered in conjunction with Mr. Trollope's proposal, but we have not really seen that. So it would be difficult for us to comment on, to incorporate this sentence, reference to it, without actually having considered it. So maybe we should just look, said that maybe some of the essential components could be incorporated in conjunction with Mr. Trollope's proposal. I think that would reflect it more accurately, in conjunction with Mr. Trollope's proposal. Could we say that?
I think you might be right. I'm trying to recap, because what was, you know, confusing members, if you recall, it was the political office bearers by public service, you know, administrative things. And both of them came from Davidson, neither from Trollope. You get, I'm not sure how Trollope's name happened to be associated with this one that we're talking about. I'm sure they will look at it and then correct it according. I don't think Trollope per se can be correct. It should be Davidson on either political office bearers, being directors of companies that seek to do business with state, or purely the one of public service seeking to contract with its own, employer. I think that will be corrected accordingly. Thanks for that, Honorable Kenyon. Is there any further corrections, Honorable Members? Can I call for any move for adoption?
Adoption with amendments, Chair.
Honorable Kubai, seconded by Honorable Kenyon. Any objection for the adoption of the set of minutes? None. Therefore, we regard this as a true reflection of what transpired on the 7th of September with the amendment. Can we then move to the program, the fourth term program before ourselves? The proposal is as follows. We are intending not to have a committee meeting next week. That is why you may see that the report will be tabled on the next quarter, on the 12th of October. We are proposing that we'll be then adopting the report as it will be presented to us by the Secretariat. We also thought we should then not necessarily recommending here, it will be deliberation of the public office bearers. We hope by that time we would then have received input from other stakeholders that we have agreed that we should communicate to them. And these minutes will then be looked into, not of the 21st, but of today. There will be the one that they will be adopted that day. I'm sure you are correct in these things, yes, I'm trying to go with you. And on the 19th, we will then get briefed by Mr. Honorable Smalley of the proposal to the amendment to the Lottery Act. We will then, of course, take it from there as to, after you have been briefing us, what do we do then moving forward. On the 26th of October, we will then have Honorable Trollope to brief us about his proposal to amend the Executive Members Ethics Act, as it will be, he will be briefing us in that regard. Then we will then deal with the minutes of the 19th. I'm sure there is a lot of confusion. It will be the 19th of October. Then we will move and have an opportunity. I think in this regard, we should in advance get the arrangement of the joint committee with whatever portfolio committee. I think it will be trade and industry. Trade and industry having a joint committee meeting on the 2nd of November, where we will be briefed by both the minister responsible for the lottery and take it from there. Therefore, the deliberation will then follow the following week of the 9th. So we'll then be dealing with that. I'm sure you are able to follow sequence of what I'm trying to do. I'm correcting and tabling this program equally. And then on the 9th, we'll be dealing with the deliberations of what would have been, received from the Minister of Lotteries and what have you. Then on the 16th, we should be dealing with the proposal by Honorable Smalley. Okay? So then we will then do it and follow the necessary, we would have been dealt with the Smalley. We will finish it with that and we will then go to Trolley from the 16th, then moving forward and follow the necessary procedure. Is there any general disagreement, Honorable Kubai, followed by Pretoria?
There is no disagreement. I just want to add to, we have a pending joint committee meeting with Labour. It's not reflected. It can reflect. The second one, can we agree that on the 26th of October, we get the presentation of the study talk in terms of preparation, what is happening, and all those things, so that in advance, on the 26th of October, so that in advance, when we do our diaries, because if we are scheduled to travel anytime, at least we need in advance to know what are the dates, where are we going, and what is needed. Those are the two adjustments, Chair.
Honourable Kubai must have very good eyesight, because I made two comments in my thing here, and the first one was the honest proposal is not there, must be reflected. The second one, we must somewhere finalise the study to a program. So we've covered the points.
Thanks. I think in a nutshell, Honourable
Jefferson, thank you. It's a little naughty comment, but when we have the agenda item on that specific day, I suppose we will see more members attending the committee on that day. But that's the one issue. But second issue that I just wanted to ask is, I was just wondering, and we fortunately have Advocate Rhoda here today. When we have the briefing, because we actually have quite a number of legislative proposals that we will have to work through, if we could perhaps on that same day have also a sort of just a briefing by him and maybe any other additional constitutional expert on how do you balance the rights and the responsibilities in the legislative sphere and between the executive, etc., and also rights to economic rights. How do you balance those rights? Obviously, the Constitutional Court can determine that. But I mean, how should we interpret as a committee, as a matter of interest, to proceed and to work through legislation to forward it to the next level? So that would also be very helpful. Yes, but actually, my remark was.
On the study tour, I surely hope that those who are not members, who have not attended, can be part of the study tour, honestly, on a principal matter.
Okay. No, I appreciate your insight. Maybe the point that Honorable Kenyon has been referring to, the issues that we should move in towards, building more capacity in ourselves. In the future workshop, we should include them specifically, from that level, from the legal background, to say they should take us through into what are the things that we should look into in looking into consideration that the rights and the privilege of citizens towards economic empowerments and all this. How do we you know, balance them as we are moving forward in amending and bringing in legislative proposal. But equally, I think from the legal point of view, they should also assist us as this committee, members of this committee, in that workshop that we'll plan, of course, very soon when we are in the committee to have such a workshop. They should also talk to how best, as members, should we learn to sponsor, you know, proposals ourselves. We should not thought there is anything that is stopping, prohibiting us to propose as members of this committee. We should, you know, lead by example, I'm sure. As you know, that the committee from, you know, the historical background was never, you know, on par with other committees of parliament. We should be seen by other members by, you know, regularly being the people who are sponsoring proposals and also not only proposals, but areas that we need to improve as a committee to build the capacity of Parliament to continuously become a better public representation in the eyes of everybody. Thanks for those inputs. We'll, I'm sure, moving forward into the nearest future workshop, we will make sure that these areas are forming part of what we'll be doing. Honorable Kumar.
I just want to check from my honorable whip on what he has been saying, that those that are not members won't be able to go over to part of the study talk, to check the selection criteria that will be followed, because we recently said they have to, I mean, forced to come in and become members of this particular committee, and the study tour will be only next year, I'm assuming. But now, if they already started attending, as maybe as of next week, not next week, then our next meeting, how do you then say, no, just because you were not there by the time we're planning, you're not going to? I just want to understand. Thanks.
To balance that moving forward to the proper planning of this thing. But we'll try our best. Thank you, members. The meeting is going to adjourn until next quarter.